Take your Bible tonight and turn to Nehemiah chapter number 8. Nehemiah chapter 8. This is lesson number 44, and I'm going to do something just a little different tonight. Lesson 44 on the subject of relationships. And I'm going to talk to the children in a very special way this evening. Adults, of course, you can listen in and certain play a part. Now, those of you that are right here in the center section, even if you're adults, you're going to have to act a little bit like children if you want to help me tonight. I want to talk to the children about their relationship with those people that they play with or their playmates. This could be a brother or a sister. It could be the kids down at church. It could be kids at school. We're going to talk about your relationship with your playmates now. I got to thinking about this. This could be an extension of my Sunday night sermon on marriage, because I'm going to talk to the kids on how to get along with the people that they spend time with, and this could help husbands and wives. I'm just sure of it. Nehemiah chapter 8, I want you to look at verse number 8. The Bible says, "So they read in the book in the law of God distinctly and gave the sense and caused them to understand the reading. And Nehemiah, which is the Tershash, I don't know, however you say that name. And Ezra the priest, the scribe, and the Levites that taught the people said unto all the people, 'This day is holy unto the Lord your God. Mourn not, nor weep.' For all the people wept when they heard the words of the law. Then he said unto them, 'Go your way, eat the fat, and drink the sweet, and send portions unto them for whom nothing is prepared. For this day is holy unto your Lord. Neither be ye sorry, for the joy of the Lord is your strength.'" The joy of the Lord is your strength. I have to tell you, I admire our, we've got a handful of men that get to preach to our children on Sundays. You know, we have a primary church service and we have a junior church service, and some men that fluctuate off and on, and they get to preach to the children. And that's a blessing. That's a wonderful opportunity. You know, children learn. I think children learn easily, and their hearts are tender, and their minds are very, very moldable. Now, I'm going to talk to the kids tonight some, because we've been talking about relationships an awful lot. And to tell the truth, adults, if you think about it, I would say out of 44 or 45 lessons, probably 42 or 43 of them have been primarily toward the adults and things that they would easily pick up on. So I'm going to talk to the kids tonight. And the whole lesson is about their relationship with the people that they would play with. And adults, I promise you, if you'll just listen, you're going to see that the very behavior that we would recommend to little ones while they're with the people with whom they're associating, pretty well the same kind of behavior that we as adults ought to have if we want to have a good relationship with the people we work with, the people that we live with. So that's what we're going to talk about tonight. Now, to start this out, I thought we needed to sing a song that would be a little more fun. So I'm going to ask Brother Edwards to come, and he's going to sing a song with us. Now, everybody, adults, you need to lose it just a little bit and have a little bit of fun for a second. Brother Edwards, if we need to sing it a couple of times, we'll sing it a couple of times. But children, if you know the song, I want you to help Brother Edwards sing it. Adults, if you don't know the song, I want you to learn the song. So we're almost going to have our very own children's church service for just a little while tonight. And we're going to have some fun, because we are going to learn how to get along with all the people that we play with. Well, I'm talking about when you're on the playground, or if in your backyard, or wherever you're at, you've got to learn how to have a good time and the right way to play with the people that you're supposed to love, even your sister, if you can believe that. Brother Edwards, let's sing a song.
All right, boys and girls, I want you to go ahead and make a box out of your hands. Everybody together, you got a box in your hands, right? Just like this. And we're going to sing this song a couple times through. It goes like this. I wish I had a little black box to put my Bible in. I'd take it out and read, 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 and put it back again. I wish I had a little white box to put my Jesus in. I'd take him out and and put him back again. I wish I had a little blue box to put my preacher in. I take him out and say, I love you, preacher, and put him back again. I wish I had a little red box to put the devil in. I take him out and and put him back again. All right, here we go, boys and girls. We're going to do it again. Here we go. Get your boxes now. And when we're singing it, you know, you need to do this, okay? Just like good boys and girls. I wish I had it. All right, here we go. I wish I had a little black box to put my Bible in. I take it out and read, 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 and put it back again. I wish I had a little white box to put my Jesus in. I take him out and put him back again. I wish I had a little blue box to put my preacher in. I take him out and say, I love you, preacher, and put him back again. Get ready. I wish I had a little red box to put the devil in. I take him out and put him back again.
Ah, y'all did very, very well. You know, pizza time. It's pizza time. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed like sign, and it's carried. You know, I think the Bible teaches us something to do with everything and how to do most anything that we ought to do. It'd be easy for us to think that God would give instruction to adults and then maybe not as much to children. But I think God really does teach us what to tell and what to say to children. God tells us that the joy of the Lord is our strength. I think our children ought to be happy, and I think our children ought to enjoy their lives. But as they play, there's a way to do it and there's a way not to do it. So I think God even would teach a little boy and a little girl how they play. Boys and girls, let me ask you, do you play God's way? You see, we tell the adults they ought to go to work and work the way that God would have them to work. We say to the teenagers while they're out with their friends, they ought to behave that God would have them to behave. But boys and girls, when you're at home, maybe you're in your yard and you're playing, or in your room and you're playing, or you're at school and you're playing, there's a right and wrong way to do it. And you're to play God's way. I like to play, and it's not been that long ago. You might look at me and say, preacher, you're old, old, old. But I like to play still, and I loved to play when I was little. I liked recess as one of my favorite classes at school. I love toy boxes. I like my toys in the toy box. I like my toys out of the toy box. We had all sorts of games that we played when I was little. We played tag. How many of you know how to play tag? Would you raise your hand? All right, everybody but Buck. He's just humiliated about his phone going off. He's not going to play anything for the rest of the night. But I like to play tag. How many of you have ever heard of the game called Red Rover? Red Rover, Red Rover, send Mikey right over. Okay, that's a fun game. We may do it before the night's over with here in the church auditorium. I like the game Hide and Seek. That's a fun game. It's a great game. Now, when we didn't have a lot of room in my backyard, we played wiffle ball. And in other words, with a plastic ball. And there were a few times when we played with the real baseball, but broke out so many windows, my mom and dad felt like the wiffle ball was a little better. I like playing football, basketball. I like playing all sorts of games. But you have to learn how to play right. And there's a right and a wrong way to play. And I want you to have fun. Boys and girls, whether you're playing with your brothers or your sisters or neighbors, if you're playing at school, if you play the right way, you'll get along better with the people around you. We would call that a relationship. I know some people that they play with their neighbor, but because they don't play right, their relationship's not good. In other words, they get mad at each other. They don't, for some reason, suddenly, they don't like each other. somebody that you used to play with, you don't play with them anymore because while you were playing, it didn't go very well. Somebody got their feelings hurt. I think you ought to play. I think Christians are supposed to have fun, and I think you should play. I think you should laugh. I think I wish I was going to bring a jump rope up here and have Brother Edwards help me, but I figured it would be better that we both not do that here this evening. But jump rope's a lot of fun. Have any of you ever played a game? We used to play a game after church when I was growing up called Kick the Can. Anybody ever heard of the game Kick the Can? Some of you say, what's Kick the Can? It's a real cheap game, and it doesn't cost you anything. You don't have to be real brilliant to play it, but we used to play Kick the Can. How many of you have ever played the game called Duck, Duck, Goose? Oh, now we're getting into the big heavy-duty stuff. Duck, duck, goose. Or London Bridge is falling down. You all know that? You know that song? You know that game? I was going to have the deacons play London Bridge for us here tonight. That would have been entertaining. I can even remember when we just wanted something to do, we would actually go out and look for four-leaf clovers. I know, you say, what? That's something that's out of doors, young people. It has to do with nature. But we would look for four-leaf clovers. But we had a lot of fun. Well, I grew up, and when I was growing up, we could not wait for summer to get here because we just liked catching bugs. Catching bugs, fireflies, and then pinch their tail off. Oh, Stephanie, it's not that bad. Good night in the morning. You eat chickens, babies. Hey. We used to pinch the tail off of a lightning bug. You could make you a ring with a lightning bug. And then we would catch all sorts of butterflies and frogs and toads. I just grew up and we played all sorts of things. But young people, listen, there's a right and a wrong way to play. We can play the right way and get along with people better. Or we can play the wrong way and not get along with people so well. So I want to tell you tonight how to play and how to get along with people better when you play. For instance, I think you ought to always play and have a good attitude. Can you say the words good attitude? Say it with me. Good attitude. Let's try it again. Good attitude. Now you say, what's attitude? Well, I think it's kind of like how your face, the way it looks, and what's going on in your heart while you're doing it. And you will probably hear the word attitude often, young people, from now all the way till you grow up. And then if you're a married man, you'll hear it every once in a while again. But you ought to play, and you ought to play with a good attitude. That means you want to be happy and you want to have a good spirit while you play. Let me tell you something about having a good attitude when you play. When you play, you should not be a pouter. A pouter. Pouter, you say, what's pouting? I'm not sure I can describe it, but this is what you do. Can you stick your bottom lip out like that? Let's try it. That's pouting. Just pouting. So when you play, do you pout? I sometimes call it being a whiny baby. You sometimes get to be a whiny baby when you're playing. Now, you're not going to have a good time if you whine while you play. You're not going to have as good a time if you're a pouter. Hey, be careful when you play. If you play with your brother or your sister, or if you play with someone in your neighborhood or at school or at church, be careful that you don't get your feelings hurt easily. You know, when you play, things are not always going to go your way. And if you're not careful, if you constantly are whining to mom, you're constantly running to mom, and you're always whining and complaining, and if you get your feelings hurt easily, I do not need you to grow up in the church and be a whiny, hurt-feeling Christian as an adult in the church. You'll be a very hard person to contend with someday. So you got to learn now. You go ahead and have fun. But when you play, decide to have a good attitude. Hey, and I'll recommend this to you also. When you're playing, go ahead and play hard. It's okay. It's okay. Have fun. And when you play, give it your best. I think, look, if you and I are going to play kickball and you're going to be on my team, I want you to give it your best. Give it your best. Hey, play to win. Now, I don't think you ought to love winning more than you love people, but I think you ought to want to win, and I think you ought to play to win. And some of you adults that have grown up in this weak-kneed generation that doesn't believe in winning, we're on the winning side. God's a winner. Jesus is a winner. The Bible's a winner. And America has the potential of continuing a great heritage of being a winner. But boys and girls, play. Run hard. And have a good time. There's nothing wrong with that. But remember, you should never love winning more than you love Jesus. You should never love winning more than you love people. But play hard. Play and have a good attitude while you play. Hey, I want to tell you this also. When you play, boys and girls, play fair. Play fair. Oh, I can remember being on the playground. I can remember playing kickball or baseball. And all of a sudden hearing someone say, "That's not fair. You're not fair." We need to go get the teacher or someone that understood fair to help us figure it out. Moms and dads can usually figure out what fair is. But we're supposed to play fair. Well, you say, what's that mean? Well, if you want to get along with the people that you're playing with, you should not cheat. Now, don't be a cheater. Cheaters never win. You say, well, they do, but not in life they don't. Cheaters never win. You say, well, what do you mean? Well, when you're keeping score, keep score the right way. If you've got 2 points, only say that you have 2 points. Don't try to say that you have more points than what you have. And let me tell you, to be fair, sometime it might seem like it's a tie. Well, be fair. Just be fair. There's nothing wrong with being fair. And if you want to get along with the people that you're playing with, you've got to play with a good attitude. You've got to play and give your all so the people on your team, they're blessed by your presence. But remember, don't love winning more than you love people. Don't love winning more than you love Jesus. But you ought to play to win. Then play fair. Don't be a cheater. Keep score properly. But not only that, I think you should play in a kind way. The Bible says, be ye kind one to another. Be ye kind. Brother Edwards, do you know a song to that effect? Can you teach us that song? We're going to try a song. It's found in Ephesians 4:32. Brother Edwards is going to teach us a song about being kind.
All right, boys and girls, here we go. Ready? Be ye kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. Be ye kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. And be ye kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. And be ye kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you.
So when we play, we're to be kind. Listen, when it's time to play, don't leave other people out. Sometimes we can be mean to people. We're going to go play something and we leave someone out and then their feelings are hurt. Christians don't act like that. Christians want everybody to get involved. Hey, and when you play, don't make fun of people. You know, you say, well, we were playing kickball and they don't know how to kick the ball and I think that's funny. Well, you might think that's funny, but it might be that nobody ever taught them how to kick the ball. So be careful not to hurt people's feelings by making fun of them. And might I say also, if someone has lost, let's say you're playing a game and it's a competition. And often, so you know, boys and girls, in competition, somebody wins and somebody loses. You have winners and you have losers, and that's the way that life is. But because someone loses, that doesn't mean you're supposed to tease them. That does not mean you're supposed to mock them. Matter of fact, people that are striving to do good, their feelings are hurt a little bit when they lose. I think you ought to learn how to lose with some dignity. But I will tell you this. If you like losing, there's something wrong with you, and you shouldn't be so much a pacifist. You ought to want to win. It ought to bother you. If I lose something and you see me pouting just a little bit, be careful. I do take things pretty seriously. But listen, when people do lose, I wouldn't mock them. I wouldn't try to hurt their feelings about it. And so play kind. Play kind. Hey, you brothers, you play kind with your sister. And sisters, you play kind with your brother. And if you're here at the church and you're at King's Kids and you're playing, play kind. If you're at Flyers Club, play kind. If you're at school, be kind. Be kind. Be gentle. And we're supposed to have fun. But even when we play, boys and girls, the Bible teaches us how to do it. When we play, God wants us to have joy and fun in our life, and we should play hard, but we should play with a good attitude. And we should love people more than we love winning, and we should be fair so we don't cheat, and we should be kind to the people with who we're playing. And then, let me recommend this. I would play good things. I wouldn't play anything that Jesus wouldn't play. I mean, if your neighbor comes over and they want to play some sort of a game, and the minute you hear it, you think, oh my, that sounds like that could be a bad game. Then I wouldn't play a bad game. There's a thing called it's taking a stand for Jesus. There might be some things that you should not play. There might be some things that would be bad for you to play that wouldn't make Jesus happy. I would only play things that Jesus would play. And I would only play things that you think, hey, listen, if you come to church and you've got a Sunday school teacher, you just think about this. If somebody asks you to play a game and you say, well, my Sunday school teacher wouldn't approve of this game, then I wouldn't do it. Or you say, I wonder if God would want me to play this game. Or just picture this, say, I wonder if he would play this game. And he'd say, oh no, the preacher would never play a game like this. Then you probably shouldn't play the game. I don't think you should play everything. Now, I want you to get along with the people that you play with, but sometimes they might ask you to do something or play something that you shouldn't play. And every teenager in here needs to learn a little bit of that, and there's some adults in here that need to learn a little bit of, you don't do everything that your peers want you to do, that just because the pressure comes on you. But as we play, let's do it with a good attitude. Let's play hard. Let's play and have a good time with the people around us. Let's play fair. Let's play kind. Let's play good things and things that are positive and things that are good for us. Then, I have to tell you, you have to learn to play at the right time. The right time. You say, what do you mean? Well, sometimes we have to stop playing and get serious. Okay? You say, like what? Well, let's say that you're in King's Kids, and Brother Steed and Mrs. Steed are just having a good time, and you're playing, and it's a whole lot of fun, and everybody's laughing. And then Brother Steed says, okay, boys and girls, it's time to settle down for the lesson. Now, here's what you have to do. You settle down for the lesson. You say, but I want to play. We're having so much fun. This is so much fun. I'm having so much fun. I don't want to stop now. Don't make me stop. I don't want to stop. I'm not going to stop. I'm going to keep on having fun. We're going to keep on having fun. Well, I've got to tell you, you're probably going to get in trouble. Because you can't have fun all the time. Sometimes you stop having fun, and we call it getting serious. Okay? So it's good to have fun. And I know it's hard, because like when you're laughing and having fun, and it's exciting, it's great, and you think, let's just do this all the time. It's like eating ice cream. Once you start, you don't want to stop. How could anyone think that you should stop? You should have ice cream for breakfast, and you should have it for lunch, and you should have it for supper. We should eat ice cream all the time. We should fill the bathtub full of ice cream and eat ice cream all the time. But every once in a while, your mom will say, you have to eat something other than ice cream. Say, what do? Get serious. And eat one bite of something good. But sometimes people start having fun and they don't know when it's time to stop having fun. So you got to learn that. You got to learn it. And your teachers will help you learn it. If you're having fun and it's time to stop having fun, your teacher will say, settle down now. And usually they'll warn you a couple times. They'll say, now, boys and girls, settle down. Boys and girls, now settle down. Boys and girls, now settle down. You say, how will I know when I've gone too far? They'll say, boys and girls, settle down. It's how I know if it's my mom. She'll say, I'm your mother. You're going to do what I tell you. How many of you have ever heard it like that before? God bless you. So, have fun. But you got to play when it's playing time, and then you've got to be serious when it's serious time. You say, well, wonder if I play when it's serious time. Then you're jeopardizing your relationship with your teacher, or with your mom, or with your dad. So there's a right way and a right time to play. Then, not only that, sometimes you have to learn to play and be gentle. And be gentle. I don't think you ought to play and try to hurt someone. Now, if you're playing dodgeball, it's okay to throw the ball and try to get somebody out. But you don't want to throw rocks at people when you're playing dodgeball, because you'll hurt somebody. Now, most of you, you're growing up and you get to go, many of you get to go to a Christian school or you go to homeschool. I was in a public school and I watched some pretty rude characters in school. I watched guys that if they would have had a shot at picking on someone bad enough and break an arm or break a leg, they would have done it. Which, by the way, is terrible. That's a terrible way to act. Now, I'm not for boys being sissies, and I think boys ought to learn how to take a hit. But I'll tell you, somebody that's out to actually destroy someone, that's wicked. So, boys and girls, you should never try to hurt someone while you're playing. And the thing is, usually it's not somebody from up the neighborhood. It's brothers and sisters and brothers that get mad at each other and get to playing too rough. But let me tell you something. If you want to get along with the people that you play with, you've got to learn how not to try to hurt people. Play gently and be concerned about how you handle people and how you play what you play. So, hey, have fun. But play with a good attitude and you'll get along with the people around you. Play hard, but don't love winning more than you love people. Play fair, don't be a cheater. Play kind. Play good things, but don't participate in the bad things. Play at the right time. In other words, when it's time to get serious, you learn how to get serious. Then play gently, but not only that. You have to learn how to play with control. I think this is one of the reasons why we play. We learn how to play with control. I think one of the greatest benefits of athletics is learning self-control when you play. Play with control. You say, what does that mean? When you play, you should not be losing your temper all the time. Learn how to control your temper. When you play, you don't use bad words when you play. Look, if you're playing a game, and there's some physical contact in it. Well, if you can't play a game where there's physical contact and keep yourself from cussing, you shouldn't be playing a game of physical contact. You have to learn how to control your mouth when you play. You have to learn how to control your temper when you play. Have fun, but remember, you're to play and you're to show control while you play. So while you play and you're having fun, if the teacher says it's time to get serious, you get serious. If while you play, hey, if it gets a little rough, if you're losing, you don't want to lose your temper. You're not supposed to get a bad attitude. You've got to play fair. Some people, they'll turn to cheating when they're losing. And that's not how you do it. You play with control. You keep your body under control. You're not throwing things around and throwing temper tantrums. And you're not yelling and screaming. And let me tell you something, boys and girls. Anytime you play a game, let's say you're in school, and you're playing a game where there's an official or a referee. What the referee says goes. You don't talk back to them. You don't smart off to them. That's not how Christians play. Christians don't play that way. And so, remember, we're to do fun things. But as we play, if we want to get along with our neighbors, if we want to get along with the people at recess, if we want to get along with people that we play with at the church, we've got to play with a good attitude. We've got to play remembering people are more important than winning, but we ought to play to succeed. And we ought to play fair. and we ought to play kind, and we ought to only play the things that are good, and we ought to play at the right time and get serious when it's get serious time. We ought to learn to play gently, never with the intention of hurting someone. Play with control. Then, could I recommend, and there'll just be a couple more and we'll be done, but play in a sharing way. Learn how to share. You know, your brother may not always want to play the game that you want to play. You say, well, I want to play kickball, and my brother, he wants to play baseball. Well, sometimes you need to say, well, then let's play kickball. Let's play what you want to play. Learn how to share. You can't always have your way. You can't always insist that you're going to have what you want. And every adult here needs to learn that. You just can't always have what you want. Learn to share. Take turns. Be good to each other. Don't hog the swing set. Say, I like to swing. You ever been on the playground when somebody's hogging the swing set and they swing and they swing and they swing and they swing and you're standing there and you just wish that somebody give you a shot at it? If you haven't, I feel bad for you. This is one of the reasons why I almost didn't turn out right in life. People hog the swing set. They have no consideration of people on the sideline that want to swing. You need to get off the swing and let somebody else swing. But all of us ought to learn how to share in life. You're driving up the road. The way you drive ought to have some sharing to it. It should not be every man for himself. You should not be trying to hurt people. Play kind. Be fair. Don't cheat. Have a good attitude. Don't be making facial expressions. There's a way to play. Married people, if you do what I'm telling you, your marriages would be a lot happier. Play and share while you play. Boys and girls, you should play as a Christian should play. You say, what do you mean? Christians forgive. Let's say you're playing baseball. Somebody goes to throw the ball and you're going into first base and the ball's thrown to try to throw you out. And let's say you get hit with the ball. Now, they probably didn't mean to hit you with the ball. But I watch people. Things don't go their way while they're playing a game or something. They get mad. They don't want to forgive. And we're not supposed to be like that. Boys and girls, we forgive in life. That means while you're playing, if something doesn't go well, you learn to forgive and go on. You don't cuss people. And boys and girls, let me tell you this. You boys, when you're playing with your sister or you're playing with a girl, there's a right and a wrong way to do that too. You treat a young lady properly. But boys, you don't go around swinging and hitting on the girls. You don't pull their hair. And you be careful how you treat a young lady. And I realize today in this day and age, they almost don't want to hear you say things like that. But a lady's still supposed to be a lady, and she's still supposed to act like a lady. And so, boys, when you play with a girl, you be careful. You boys be careful when you play with your sister. You be careful how you handle yourself around her. You treat her and you watch out for her and protect her. So we're supposed to play as a Christian. And I've got two more things I'll tell you, and then we're going to have our prayer requests and we'll go home. But let me tell you this. Play, and when you're playing, teach people. Teach people. If you know a good game and you could teach other people that good game, teach it. You older brothers, teach your younger brother some things. You older sisters, teach your younger sister some things. Teach them how to play certain games. Don't reject them. Don't make them feel like they're unimportant to you. Those of you that have brothers and sisters and you're in this church together, you ought to love each other. You ought to watch out for each other. You ought to care for each other. You ought to help each other. And sometimes the only person that you have to play with will be your brother or your sister. So learn how to do it. Learn how to be good to them. Learn how not to hurt them and shun them. Then, may I say, make sure if you're going to play with the right kinds of toys. There are bad things out there that you could end up playing with. I, for instance, I don't think, and moms and dads and anybody listening, I don't think anything having to do with witchcraft is should our kids be playing with those sort of things. I personally don't think we ought to be giving our children candy cigarettes to walk around with. Now, you can do what you want, but I really didn't want my kids smoking cigarettes when they grew up, so I didn't want to make a cigarette into a game when they were growing up in life. So let's make sure that when we play, we get along with the people around us. How are we going to do that? Well, we're going to go ahead and have some fun. We're going to enjoy it, but we're going to watch our attitude. We don't want to pout. We don't want to be selfish. We don't want to get our feelings hurt. We want to play hard. We want to give our best, but we never want to be more interested in winning than we are interested in the people around us. We're going to play fair. We're not going to cheat. We're going to keep score properly, and we're going to be kind. We're not going to leave others out. We're not going to mock them if they lose or if they don't know how. We're going to play good things, things that Jesus would approve of. And we're going to learn how to play at the right time. When it's serious time, we can get serious. And when it's fun time, we can have fun. We're going to learn how to be gentle as to not hurt someone. And then we're going to play with control. We're not going to be screaming bad words and lose our temper. We're not going to ruin it for everybody else. We're going to share. We can share. We can let somebody else ride the bike for a little while and let somebody else bat while we pitch, and then we pitch and they bat and vice versa. We can share. We can be good Christians. And we can teach others the games and the fun that we know. And we're going to play with good things and right things. But boys and girls, the Bible even teaches us the right way to play. And if because we like to play and we spend a lot of time playing, if you want to get along with the people around you, you got to play right. If you'll play right, you'll get along with your brothers and sisters. I would suppose there are more fusses and fights in homes over playtime than any other time when boys and girls are growing up. They fuss over playtime. Learn how to get along with the people that you play with. And again, I said it earlier, and I really mean it. Adults, if you've listened, I have said in a very simple way, this is how we are all to live our life. It's been said to the children, but as adults, if we do that in our life, we'd have far better Christian relationships in life. Let's bow our heads and close our eyes, every head bowed, every eye closed. Boys and girls, listen to preacher for a second. Listen to me. How many of you would say, preacher, I want to play right. I want to do it. I listened to what you said. I want to play at home and at school and at church. I want to play the way Jesus wants me to play. And I'll do that. Would you raise your hand and say, that's what I want? Sure. Put your hand up and say, that's what I want. I want to play the right way. Okay, you can put your hand down. Now, boys and girls, in a second, we're going to have the altar call. And if you need to come up here and pray, maybe you need to come up here and say, Jesus, help me to play right. I need to play with my brother or my sister. I need to play at school. I need to play at church right. You come up here and you pray. Adults, let's make sure that we understand the way children are to behave is the same way adults are to behave. This is how we should behave toward one another at home, at work, even in the community. There are certain things we ought not be doing with other people, but yet there is a way for us to want to succeed without destroying everybody around us. If you need the altar tonight, I want you to use it. The sermon specifically for the young people and the children. They hear so many sermons at the adult level. Hopefully tonight we can help them and give them a little attention in church. The pianist is going to begin to play. Let's stand to our feet with our heads bowed and our eyes closed. If you want to come to the altar, you come to the altar. If you need to come down here and pray for a second, you come down here and pray. Maybe you just need to come and say, I want to pray. Play the right way. I want to play the way God would have me to play. I want to get along with my brother or my sister when I play. I want to play right when I'm at church. I want to play right when I'm at recess. Wherever it is, there's a right and a wrong way to play. You don't get along with the children in your neighborhood, maybe it's because of the way you play. Say, I don't get along very well with the kids down at the church at King's Kids or Flyers Club. How do you play? Do you share? Are you kind? Do you always have to have your way? say at recess at school, I don't have any friends at recess. How do you play? How do you play? Do you play as a good Christian would? Parents and adults, thank you for being patient with me this evening. I don't get to speak to the kids much. Ushers, if you'll have the prayer sheets ready. That's good. If you will, let's bow our heads and close our eyes. Father, take what's been said tonight, and Lord, reach into a heart, a tender heart. I certainly would like to see brothers and sisters get along better. I'd like to see playmates play right and do right. May it carry into our teen years, our adult years. May we become better Christians in every aspect of life, starting in the early age of some of these children. Now bless the remainder of our service, please, and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.